Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlife.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sounds like this. Lookout Weekend. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
That's right, you are right now with these man.
Platinum play DJ Steve 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
Stay tuned. Coconut.
Yes, people, there ya. Listen to Sheffield Live with me, DJ Ski. We got platinum plates when reggae was king, between now and 5 o'clock. If you want to get his ear nice and crisp, then if you're in the Sheffield area, it's 93.2 FM. That's a Sheffield area, but I've had 93.2 FM getting rid of Sheffield Live until I've almost got to Derby, to be honest. Once. But if you're not in the Sheffield area and you're anywhere else in the country, or you're international, then you must have got us on www.sheffieldlive.org. www.sheffieldlive.org. You can also get us on TuneIn Radio and all those little spy machines and decide to play Sheffield Live. Or you can get us on the Radio Garden, which is an internet radio app, and it's got all the internet radio stations out and national. You can get Sheffield Live there too. We're going to start with the usual things, three little version dub things. Then we'll see what I've brought with my 45/7/8 singles. We've got a little Soul That selection, something I should have brought last week or possibly the week before. And then we'll see what I've got with the 12-inch singles and the LPs for the second hour of the show. To start off, we've got a little version here. Ragamuffins. Brata. By the way, not that I'm encouraging competition or anything for the show, you know, because I'm not. I don't need the attention, really. But Noz was the first to get in touch for the show this week. That's how we got, you know. Yes, Nuz. This F1 race is looking good, innit? We love Lewis, don't we? It's the only reason why we watch F1, innit? Because of Lewis. Hey! But yeah, Lewis, the old man of the track, cruising. Plus, you're good, as usual. Hey, don't forget those working chairs for next weekend, mate. Because I can't wear them other ones. Them gone, I'm not they been. Anyway, Mr. Fearon, where you there? Maka, where you there? Mikey, where you there? The Raga Muffins. Yeah, two words. Raga Muffins with Brata. This one, yes, sir. Bunny and Ricky, Freedom Fighter. Little version, you know this one. Come here, brother. You're gonna enjoy it today. So stick with it, innit? Hope you're good. Safirin, Wagwan, my brother. That's little version business. No more mood, soft jazz. I probably should have played this one first, just to nice it up, you know what I mean? Robbie, Lynn, Wagwan, You're blessing the show for 20 minutes. You know, the listeners appreciate it. I mean, I don't care. But the other listeners, they appreciate it. Have I been to a new place? Of course I have. I've been shoveling rubble down there at Tap and Barrel. Eh? I've sanded a door down. I've undercoated it twice. I've given it a finished lick. Of course I've been down to a new place. So, let me guess, Robbie. Yeah? Let me guess, Robbie, from Soul and Motown Classics Hour on Monday afternoons, 3 till 5.
What? Soul and Classics Hour?
Oh, I see. Number one's in hour two. All right, San. Listen, if you're asking me if I've been at a new place, that would suggest that you haven't. But listen, there's no point in you going down there. We need people with better eyesight than what you've got, mate. You can't even see the front door.
It's GJX, the Platinum Place, with GJ Ski, 95.2 FM. Stay tuned.
Gary Carriott, Salaman.
Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. I am wiser than Solomon, so girl, don't play any tricks. Just be calm and be still. Don't run me down for my bread. You wasn't around when I was slaving myself. Girl, leave soul alone. Cause I'm a big man in this town. I'm singing. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't.
Hey, Robbie. Back in the day before Tap and Barrel closed down as a regular pub, you must have been down there on the Friday night reggae nights, I'm sure. And I'll tell you what, there's a serious amount of work to do down there. Serious amount of work to do down there. We've got a good architect team in place. Right? But anyway, besides Robbie, because he's got my number, if anybody's interested in getting involved with Sheffield Live, a little bit of volunteering, if you've got some technical knowledge, you know, if you fancy some input on future scheduled programs, then we'd like to hear from you. You know what, for now you could get me, send me a little message and I'll send you some more details on 0794 746 863. And if you're really really desperate, we've got the number one technical and organisational wizard in the building, Big Steve.
I could get you straight onto him. If you really, we need people, because that's our
an organisation like Sheffield Live. That's how it grows and survives. Volunteers. Community. It's a community radio. It's community media. So maybe do it now.
Cause I'm a big man in this town.
And for those who aren't familiar, Tap and Barrel, it's in a fantastic location. Just down on the corner of Waingate, Ladies Bridge. And then to the right in the precincts, all the way to the right, all the way to the road there towards the hotel, is a precinct where they do those markets and other community events. Yeah. When you're up on, I think it's the third or fourth floor inside the Tap and Barrel. That's only, it's only for VIPs like me, that though. You know, you can go up there and you can see the whole castle development. It's a fantastic location. Absolutely brilliant. Then, you know, the castle development, all that square's going to be developed. It's going to be amazing. So, come and get involved. Be Sheffield Live or Sheffield Community Media. Pay them dues. Jay Anderson.
The people them pay them dues to be free now.
Free now, free now.
The people them pay them dues, can you see? Yeah. The people them pay them dues from slavery.
Slavery.
Pay them dues for equality.
Robbie, yeah, I forgot you was that old. You remember when it was called Bull and Mouth? Yeah,
you're getting on, aren't you, son?
No eyeglasses to see.
So you've been down there scraping paper off the toilet walls. I hope it was wallpaper. Kadamawe label. Yeah. Or Kadamawe label. Jay Anderson, pay them dues. It's just Rastaman business. And that we had to deal with today, you know. And this next one, I played this before, because every time I play this tune, it makes me laugh. Because they used to call us this in the. I don't know if they did around your way, Nuz, or Mr. Fever, but certainly. When I lived in Parson Cross and, like, you know, around Hillsborough and Bossy Bridgeway, they used to call us Sambos. It is still funny. But anyway, actually, you know, Jamaica had Sambo as an official racial classification. Yeah, a Sambo is, an African who had a baby with a white person on a plantation who then had a baby with another. So that third birth was was called a Sambo. The first birth. No, sorry, the second birth. The first birth, they call them mulatto in Jamaica. But then if we had, that baby had a baby with someone else, then they'd be called a Sambo. They used to call me a Sambo back in the day. Anyway, this is Sambo Jim. Natty Dread.
Natty Dread now. Dread in the land I know. Dread, Natty Dread now. Dread in the land I know.
Hey, no, but Robbie, you remember, I don't know where you grew up, Robbie. I know you were born in Sheffield, but I don't know where you grew up. But did you ever get called a Sambo? No, honestly, it's true. I saw them tan. It's the same people now who are, waving George Crosses and Union Jacks and the Irish flag and the Welsh flag. I've seen now up Adlington. I've been down there again today. Look at the flags. There's the Welsh flag. There's the Scottish flag flying. There's the Irish flag, the orange, white and green. There's the Union Jack and George Cross, all off one lamppost. These are the people that call the Sambo. Obviously, they haven't grown up.
What's all about this Scottish Dread business, then, Sambo?
What do you mean, was it Natty Dread business? You know, see, I...
Look, see, there, did you hear him say, call him Sambo?
I mean, you know a Dread, but what's Natty Dread?
Well, wait, look what I know. You know, see, I lax well Dread and I heavy. Well Dread.
Dread, Natty Dread now. Dread, Natty Bongo Eye.
What's all about this banga eye?
Well, right now, me tell you, I know you from your go school and every years they were. And you move monks, I and all my friends, and I don't know you come outside that. You got to be kidding, man.
What's all about this gang?
Irish, sweet music. Morris gang, eh?
What's about this naughty dread still? I mean, the naughty dread.
No matter what the people say,
music, trade wise, everything, yeah.
Not the dread now.
I mean, why London time?
Because the eye roots in a reggae eye.
Not the bongo eye.
What's banga? What's banga?
What's banga? Me tell you why this youth, I say, from my go school, I know him, you know. Ooh, London know the dread, man. No marks, I about that.
Yes, Sambo Jim, 1974, Harry J. Label, with a little version of Bob Marley's Natty Dread. Heesh. But you know, all them names and that, and until you know, see, this is why I like Rastaman music, because that's how I started to learn about my history, even though I was born in Sheffield, parents were born in Jamaica. It wasn't until I started listening to properly to Rastaman music in 1976 that I started to understand a Wagwan. So until you know the history of Africa, I saw it time. The classics, history of Africa.
Nice. 1970.
This is the history of Africa. In this land of ours, where there's so many rulers, this land of mine, land of our forefathers, where there is so many leaders. Leaders come and leaders go, but greater than Lumumba there is none. Nkrumah run, Ajuku run, Shumbi run.
Nice.
But Lumumba died for the cause.
History of Africa. Nice. History of Africa.
Lumumba died for Africa. Ajuku run and left people to suffer. Stand up and fight for our rights. Lumumba will go down in history as a great leader of his people. Lumumba will go down in history.
And Lumumba has gone down in history. For those football fans who was watching African Cup of Nations earlier this year, there was that Congo support, wasn't he? And he just stood dressed in a nice two-piece suit, crisp but immaculate, just stood there with his wrist phased in like a black power salute. And that's all he did for every single match. And then the organisers of the World Cup, them people over the Atlantic, they tried to recruit him to do the same thing for the World Cup, and they were going to offer him big dollars to do that, and he said no, because that was just a tribute to one of the best leaders of any African country in the history of the continent, Patrice Lumumba. Sin! the Maytones. Africa, the one figure. Nuts, stop it. Hey, I've only just seen your message, so it'd be better. Yeah, somebody, it was standard, wasn't it? We didn't get caught, well, I didn't get called the N-word that much. I never use it, and I rarely play tunes with it in. But yeah, it was it was standard, weren't it? Back in the day, it was mad. I always thought it was a joke tune, but actually it was an official classification. Now, the English, them people, you know, what we grew up with, they can't have known that it was official racial classification, but that was a serious word. Yeah, Love Thy Neighbour. Even if you watch that Love Thy Neighbour now, it's terrible. But, we used to watch it.
It's GJX, the Platinum Place. With GJSK, 93.2 FM. Stay tuned.
All right, people, I've got to get serious now. Stop making me laugh. Robbie, Nuz, stop it. All entertainment, so someone gets hurt. Is that the music in the show, or is that the F1?
With chains around their feet, my God, how could they really? Yes, yes. But now the chains are free. Time figure, yeah. Black bread, I want to go over Africa.
I get you. You mean about me getting serious? I mean, to get serious? Nah, it's impossible. I've not done that for 66 years, mate.
If we got to take a plane, I am cross over. If we got to take a boat, I am cross over. Time to go, I am.
Robbie, I don't think I can say that one on air.
Over Africa.
Okay, at the risk, you know, studio manager's in, he's in the studio, I know. But yeah, we got called Nig Nog as well. But to be honest, apart from like, you know, apart from the full M word, I can't say any reason without really laughing, really, to be honest. Yeah, these people, they were serious. Hey! Maka, I know you know this one. Ethiopians on the Big Shot label. The Sila, 1971. Maka, who hold this one now? See, I've got serious now. At least for one record anyway. Ethiopian Sila, 1971. Mr. Fearon, this one was done originally in 1969. You know, what I like about these tunes also is that, you know, a lot of our parents' generation, you know, us first generation born in England, a lot of our parents, you know, they didn't believe in Rasta. But maybe some of them did on the QT, because these tunes what I'm playing here, some of these are my dad's collection. You know what I mean? Some I've bought over time, but some's at my dad's collection. You know, playing Rastaman tunes, but not really recognising themselves as that, because Rasta was pariah in Jamaica in the 60s. But this 1969, Mr. Fearon, who all it now?
Sarama Sakana, Minobania. Sarama Sakana, Younger Anya. Oh Lord, they brought us down here, have us in bondage, right through these years, causing us to fuss and fight among ourselves,
nothing for me down there. There's got to be hell. Nothing to achieve down there. It's downright hell. They took us away from civilization and brought us to slave in this big plantation, causing us to fuss and fight among ourselves. Now nothing for me down there, it's hell, hell. Nothing to achieve down there, it's hell. Sala masakana minabania. Sala masakana miyongu anya. Sala masakana minabania. Sala masakana miyongu anya. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords now sit upon his throne and he observes us all. He won't hurt us or desert us. He'll shield us through the years. He'll shield us through the years. Oh Lord, they brought us down here, have us in bondage, right through these years, causing us to fuss and fight among ourselves. Nothing for me down there, there's got to be hell. Nothing to achieve down there, it's downright hell. Sada, Sada Masagana. Sada, Minabania. Sada, Sada Masagana. Sada Masagana, Minabania. Sara Masakana, Miyongu Aniya. Sara Masakana, Minabania.
Original Abyssinians with one of the original members, Bernard Collins. That was originally done in 1969. Them days, nobody was singing too tough about being rusty, you know. But sure. Dangerous little tune them, you know. Robbie, I know you're not ready for these kind of tunes, but I know you've got a heavy load. You say no more, son.
I've got to carry the heavy load. Because I walk in this gladness. On this merry, merry road, I've got to carry the heavy load. I've got to back up myself against false evidence. I've got to carry the heavy load. I've got to pick up redemption. Left up and gone. I have to carry that up, heavy load. I've got to pick up revenge, say, lift up and gone. In my meditation, when I reason with him, hey, 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 hey. In my visions of dreams.
My grandson, he knows what I'll go on, you know. See, this next artist done so much reggae, lyricist, everything. Massive producer, massive writer, big artist, dangerous guy. Bob Andy, of course. Just listen. Naya! Mr. Forrester, y'all listen. Who are this one, y'all saw?
Just man who smokes his eyelid and he leaves up strong. If not mindful of material wealth, meditates and loves strength and health. Society as it will all.
'75, Bob Andy, Antrim label. Naya! This next man, he's so unique, he needs no introduction.
He cannot reign. Ever wicked is a Babylonian. No righteous cannot reign. Even the hands of the Babylonians. So why fight a man who still is living in reality by going around robbing him of his vanity. Remember, you are wicked before your works, and your vanity won't even help you. I see a man like you shall go down with Babylon. A man like you shall go down with Babylon. Shall come when all nations shall bow. The day when hard for judges shall be judged. No need to run and hide, there's no place to go. Cause when he is coming, no one will ever know. Signs of the lightning, brimstone and fire shall burn up the wicked men of his land. For many men fear that the land is their own. For many men fear that the land is their own. The wicked cannot bend. Every wicked is a Babylonian.
Remember that. Wicked is a Babylonian. For those of you of an age, you remember an Australian actor called Rod Taylor. But this next one is not him. That little rewind works sometimes, and every now and then.
King David, he was a black man. King Solomon, he was a black man. King Moses, he was a black man. From Africa, yeah.
This Rod Taylor is not the actor, Rod Taylor, the Australian actor, is it? Clearly not. See this one you saw? 1976. Ethiopian Kings Rod Taylor. We got time for one more before the ad break. Then we'll be back with the sold out selection. Seen? So people, we soon come. Seen? Any little consciousness, a little African section. You have to play this one, you know. One of my earliest memories. My dad bought this one. Well, he bought it, but I own it.
Africa is paradise. Africa is for us.
Over and over again.